ESPN 93.5, Sunny 95.3.
And it is Monday, and this means we get it on the radio with some help from Brother Johnny, who is in New Orleans. Johnny.
Good morning, Stevie J.
Mike Ditka, Hall of Famer, all around, great guy in Chicago. Coach, how are you?
I'm doing good, guys.
I want to start with the Cardinals. And, Coach, I don't know if you saw Yadi Molina toss his helmet yesterday, get tossed. Then Mike Matheny comes out, gets tossed. He says the young umpire should have turned and walked away. It was a bang-bang play at first base. It looked like Yadi was safe. They called him out. It was the right call. In replay, you could see he beat him by just a millisecond. So he tosses his helmet down in anger, looks at the umpire in anger. The helmet takes a bad hop. It does go toward the outfield. It looks horrible. He gets tossed. Yadi might have bumped an umpire. I hope not, but it was close. And then Matheny comes out to defend his star, which I think he should do, I guess. But I thought it looked horrible. I know Cardinal Nation, which we carry the Cardinals here on this station on 93.5, they think that, you know, hey, Yachty's a great guy, you know, whatever, look the other way. I think it looked horrible. Johnny, it was a bad sportsmanship thing, and I don't think you can do that.
You know, and that's hard. Well, probably the hardest thing to me about being a professional athlete, and I'm not one. Michael have to tell us the truth, but to maintain composure, and you're going to get bad calls, and yeah, to maintain composure through it, or make a bad play. And that's when, you know, when you start becoming a pro. I couldn't have done it early on. Steve, I was a terrible sport. Yeah. Terrible sport. I should have been tossed out of our games all the time. But, you know, Mike, it's got to be the hardest thing about it. And,
you know, what you said is so true. You know, he looks bad, this and that, but there's a point where when something like that happens in a sporting event, almost you lose reason for a second or two or five or whatever, and you're not really thinking normally. All you're so wrapped up in that little thing that you're forgetting about the big picture of everything, what's going on, who you are, what your role is, you're a major league player, all this. They don't think of that. They just think of that 1 second. Listen, we've all been through it. You know, John, I've been through it. I mean, it's are you happy about it? No. But I think the Cardinals are just such a class organization. Well, they've always been, in my opinion anyways, because I've always been a Stan Musial fan, and then I carried over. I still follow the Cardinals and, you know, through all their managers. And I just think they're a great organization. I don't like to see that, oh, you know. And is the fine, I don't know, you know, fines are fines. I don't know what they do.
They haven't fined him. Yeah, I'm afraid that Yadi bumped one of the umpires and they were trying to hold him back. But I just don't, should a professional athlete or somebody at that level be cognizant of the example they set for kids?
Yeah, absolutely. Absolutely. Do we have an obligation, responsibility? Yes. When you reach that stature in life where you're being paid that kind of money and you're being looked at and idolized by young people, yes, you have an obligation and responsibility. Conduct yourself in a proper manner. There's no question about, does everybody do it? No. In the heat of battle, sometimes you don't.
And that's it, the heat of battle. You know, they're making this kind of money because they're so competitive. They're trying to win a game.
Yeah.
And if they think they've been, you know, unjustly treated, well, that makes all of us mad. I think that the professional athlete has to take that as just like a strikeout or a nice play someone made, you know, diving for a line drive. You just got to take it as part of the game. It's hard, but that's where it really separates them in from the boys. That, to me, would be the hardest part about playing it.
Mike, you certainly got angry.
Absolutely. You know. Listen, I would be the, you know, it bothers you. You know, no umpire, nobody's infallible. You know, you all make mistakes. But in this case, the guy was right. But I mean, sometimes they aren't right. But it's not going to do you any good. Yeah, but you're going to vent your anger. There's no question about it. And the manager's going too. The manager the other night got kicked out for the same thing, Terry Francona. So, I mean, I'm just saying it's going to happen.
Right. Did you wear the tie or later in your career because it would help you behave better? Is that what you did, Mike?
Well, I thought it would create a much better image. And also, you know, I think I did a little bit in respect for some of the guys that were before me, especially for Coach Allison, Coach Landry, Coach Lombardi. A lot of guys that wore that coat and tie, they wore it with, you know, it was pretty impressive when they coached. So.
But if there's a line here, and you know, my oldest triplet, Christian, by the way, triplets turn 16 tomorrow, Johnny.
Yeah, I know, unbelievable.
Anyway, Christian's a fiery guy, passionate guy. I'm trying to help him curb it to where he can perform with it. But you want that passion and emotion. Yeah. You want that.
Yeah, that's the hard thing, really. Where do you separate it? You say you curb it. But, I mean, we are who we are, Steve. I mean, a passion is good if it's directed in the right manner or the right way. When it gets out of control, it's no good. Nothing's good once it's out of control. I don't believe it.
Well, and Janet has asked me, said, well, could Johnny have played golf? I said, no way.
I don't think so.
No way.
Not maybe now.
Yeah, but not then. I mean, Sullivan returns a homecoming kickoff, and they score. Johnny and Bruce is on the chair for 4 hours staring into the air. When UCLA lost to Notre Dame and broke the 88 game, Johnny was throwing himself against a door, Mike. It was crazy.
We love our sports spirit.
You can't get wrapped up. Don't get that wrapped. It's sports, guys. It's the end of the world.
There's a line, and yet you want the passion, but you don't want to go over the line. And I really believe, as much as I love the Cardinals and Yadier Molina and Mike Matheny, I think they were wrong. I really do. 7:41, Mike Ditka, Brother Johnny, here on ESPN 93.5. And the new Sunday 95.3, Miami and the Pacers, Game 7 in Miami. Roy Hibbert fined $75,000 for comments he made. He's a sensitive guy. Will he come out and react well? Can the Heat win at home? Can Dwayne Wade get more touches? Man, it's a soap opera, Mike.
Yeah, well, it really is. I mean, and you know, we've heard that they were unbeatable, and you got to give. I don't know who Indiana is. Listen, guys, I don't follow it that closely. But they're pretty good. And when you can play 3-3 with the Miami Heat, you're pretty good. Now, I'm watching TV and I'm seeing, well, it's no longer the big three, it's the big one. The little three, the little two aren't doing anything. We're talking about Bosch and the other guy, and LeBron's doing everything. Basketball, it's still a five-man team. I mean, when it's not a five-man team, if you got three playing five, the five are going to beat the three. I really believe that. And I think right now that's the only hope that Indianapolis has. They got to play five guys. They got to play team basketball, and they got to hope. They got to hope a little bit that they catch LeBron on an off night.
Yeah, and I think that they can beat them, Steve. They match up. The Pacers can win that game. And Hibbert, to me, he's shown signs of a Hall of Famer. I mean, he is absolutely unstoppable in this series, and. We'll see how he goes in the next few years, but he is playing as well as I've ever seen someone in that position in the last few years. And they could do it. It's LeBron, and maybe Wade will step up too, Mike. So it's going to be a great game. And that's tonight, Steve.
Yeah, tonight. And you know, it's again, you get these, you know, I know we overanalyze. Mike has said this many times. You know, when LeBron 2 games ago said, well, I felt like I was in Cleveland. Oh, he feels like he's in Cleveland doing it all. That means he's not using Dwayne Wade. I mean, they're going crazy over every comment. It's just unreal.
It really is. It's dissected and it's carved up in every way it can be carved. And that's what people get paid to do.
Yeah.
Analyze and come up with a reason or excuse or why something's happening. Yeah. And that's what they do.
Right.
Well, that's what the sports fan is paying to get.
Yeah.
And that's what people want to hear, talk about this, that. That's our pastime. It's all part of the show. But this is a good one. And I think it's a real match. And I'm surprised. Indiana is that close to the Heat. It's really amazing.
I mean, isn't it, though? I mean, we're really coming down one game. Isn't every bit of pressure on Miami?
Well, there's no question. I would think all the pressure's on Miami, but then again, you can't tell that to the Indiana Pacers, because they think the pressure's on them to win it. I mean, it's expected that Miami wins it, but if they win it, man, it would be something special.
Yeah.
So I think,
well, and I think the other,
it should be a heck of a game.
Yeah.
The other part of that is I think Indiana feels that this isn't any kind of long shot, so that means there is some pressure. And
yeah,
I think they also feel
they
can win the whole thing. You don't get that many shots at a championship.
Yeah, that's true.
So there's some pressure on both teams. This is a big time. Professional sports outing right here.
Yeah, it's Brother Johnny, Mike Ditka. You're on ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. A whole bunch of other things to discuss. We'll do that after this message from Flooring Services, Plumbing, Lance Heating, Cooling, and Plumbing, and Max Twin City Recycling. All right, back with Mike Ditka and Brother Johnny. It's ESPN 93.5, the new Sunny 95.3. Okay, the new acting director of the IRS, will be back testifying before a committee today.
Werfel goes before a House Appropriations Subcommittee, which controls the IRS's budget. There's sure to be plenty of questions about how the IRS intends to spend the money Congress gives it amid the scandal, and if lawmakers decide to curb that money in any way. Congressional investigators continue to conduct transcribed interviews with four IRS employees who worked in the Cincinnati office. That's where much of the extra scrutiny of conservative organizations unfolded. The House Ways and Means Committee asked Tea Party groups to testify before its panel on Tuesday about the treatment they received. At the Capitol, Chad Pergram, Fox News Radio.
All right, again, they're discovering that Cincinnati offices, some of these exit interviews, Johnny, they're saying, hey, we got directives from Washington. So this is, again, a pursuable story?
Yeah, well, I think it's a story of great interest, and I think the IRS has captured everybody's imagination as far as what they could do to make your life miserable. People don't like getting audited. They don't like the government looking over their shoulder, and they're worried they did something wrong, and they don't like taxes. So it's got all the ingredients of scandal and of interest, political interest. So I think it's got legs, and I think it's probably coming straight out of the water. Certainly the philosophy came straight out of the White House.
But the thing about over all these years that you and I have known, the IRS is untouchable. Now they're not untouchable because we found out that what they're doing, if this is all true, which it seems to be fairly true anyways, they got some answering to do, because when you start talking, they're targeting individuals of certain groups because of their political or religious beliefs or anything like that. You've got a major problem in our country, because our country was not based on anything like that.
And two, Mike, we've got this other dimension of the IRS more involved in our health care and enforcement of the new national health care program. So that level of integrity is even more important.
Absolutely.
And that's called into question, Steve. So
no.
So I think it's a big story, and I want to know how they're going to keep them from, what if you vote the wrong way and they don't want to treat your disease? You know, what about that?
Absolutely. It's crazy.
Does it lead to any changes here or not?
I don't know.
We all believe this, not whether we say it or not, that the IRS, our tax system needs overhauled, period. It needs to be a more functional, if you, even a flat tax, you would do better than you do. But what we do, we punish people who make money and reward people who don't make money. And it gets a little crazy at times. If you make any money at all, anything, you should be taxed the same thing. I'm not saying maybe it should be a little higher for people who make an extremely large amount, but if you balance it, if you went to a flat tax basically and maybe had a slight escalation on it, you could balance the budget. It's that simple. But everybody would have to pay now. Everybody, there's no deductions on anything. So it could be done.
I think that the change, Steve, has to be that the general population, the general American, wants less big government. Right now we're heading towards more big government. And will things like this get through where people say, man, if that's what's going to happen, I really don't want this bigger government.
John, I think sometimes what you're saying is so true, but most people, a lot of people don't know what big government is. They just want to be taken care of. They want somebody to take care of their problems. And that's basically what we've done now. Our spending ideas in this country are ridiculous. Our taxing ideas are ridiculous. So, I'm sure if somebody hears me talk, I say, well, we're going to look into his. Well, fine, look into mine. Who cares? That's what it's all about.
Scary
Who cares?
Thing. And then you have the story, too, the subset story that the IRS spent $50 million on a convention since 2010. $50 million, Johnny. Is it an example of arrogance in big government, which is what we all feared?
I just think it's an example of inefficiency and everybody spending money. And anything can be justified if you've got the money. And they feel like they have an unlimited amount of it. And, I don't know about arrogance. It's just big government. So you take our entire economy and you kind of dilute it and you trivialize money itself. So it's not good. It's not good stewardship. It's not a good example. And certainly, hey, we can't do that, Steve.
Yeah,
the real world people have to actually track what people owe you and then collect it. Mike, the guy who pays you for what you're doing, we can't spend that kind of money. It's real money.
Well, you know, you hit it right on the button. I mean, the IRS, if all this is coming out is true, which appears to be, it's really a big disappointment in our country. And I think they'll lose the respect of almost everybody for the way they operate. But that doesn't mean it's going to change.
Well, and then over the weekend, some of the Sunday talks, some of the folks on the left were saying, well, George Bush targeted the liberal. I mean, they're trying to come out with stuff like that now.
You know that's what's going to happen. I mean, you can't, you know, once you get caught in a candy jar, you say, well, no, I didn't put my hand in a jar. Somebody put the jar in my hand. You know, it's just what they're doing. I mean, they're always going to do that.
So you just have to see through it, Stephen, and you have to make the right decision. We can still all think for ourselves.
All right, here's a new way to do justice for Richard Dameron.
When 911 operators got a call from Richard Dameron, it wasn't for help. He threatened to kill police officers and was convicted. Judge Pinky Carr saying,
he seemed like he was remorseful. He apologized a few times, but the only explanation that he could give me was that I was drunk.
So Judge Carr decided to send a message by not only giving Dameron 90 days in jail, but also making him stand in front of a police station holding a sign that will offer an apology to officers, as well as calling himself an idiot and promising that it won't happen again. Jennifer Kuiper, Fox News Radio.
All right, so you can't call 911 and threaten to kill police officers. We all get that. But if holding a sign saying I'm an idiot, the only way that would happen is, I don't know this, but he had to be a white man, because if you had any ethnicity in there, it'd be racist or it'd be something. So it can't be justice. It's going to be even. But it's certainly creative, Johnny.
Well, I don't. Yeah, and that's creative. But you're right. It's not something that's going to be done very often, and I don't know whether whatever your makeup is physically, white, black, it doesn't matter. I don't think very many people would do that. An apology to the police force could be appropriate.
Yeah.
But
somebody that was intoxicated could say that. So this guy, there was more than that to what he was saying.
Yeah, he had some anger issues as well. All right, finally.
Everybody
actress Jean Stapleton dies. What a major show All in the Family was in the 70s. Transformational, I think, Johnny.
Edith passes away at 90.
In Dingbat. I think he called her Dingbat or something.
Yeah. It's amazing, you know, the writing of that show and the comments and everything. I don't know if people would tolerate that today.
Yeah.
If they would understand it, you know, it was done in jest and this and that. And that's the way people were at one time.
Yep.
I mean, it's a little different now, but that was just a great show.
Yep.
I remembered Meathead.
Yeah, Meathead, Dingbat, yep. And Tiger Woods, obviously difficult at Murfield Village. He had 79 with a 44, Johnny, on the front on Saturday. U.S. Open couple of weeks, nothing to panic about. Tiger still Tiger. Although there again, back to the Yadier Molina throwing the helmet. Tiger threw out the F-bomb Saturday where the announcers had to apologize. Again, wrong, Mike. He can't do that.
Yeah, I think in the heat of the battle, again, I'm going to say that. But, yes, I agree with that. I mean, you know, I have so much respect for the professional golfer and Tiger Woods. I don't care who you are. You're going to have a bad day. And when you have a bad day, it becomes such a foreign thing to you, you can't handle it in most cases. And this is probably what happened to him. But, I mean, you know, hey, that word's not going to help any. You know, we've all thrown it out when we didn't want to, let's face it.
And, look, it's a constant thing, too, Mike. It's not like, okay, I did it, I'm done. Tomorrow's another day, you're back to the battle. You have to be guarding against it all the time.
Absolutely, yeah, because, I mean, they got the camera on the guy all the time.
All the time. I mean, Mike, they've done that to you where the camera's 2 inches from your face all the time.
Yeah, you know, it's pretty hard to say that you're not saying that word when you are, you know, there's not too many other words that sound exactly like that.
Yeah, it's something. All right, you said Murphy of Village, you played a couple of 3 weeks ago?
I played it 2 weeks ago, and I'm just telling you guys, it was the rough was brutal then. And I can see with these guys how much all that water and the deep grass and everything came into play. And I say that those traps there are really interesting. I mean, they're all deep. And, you know, if you slope away from the green, you're going to have a hard time keeping it on the green. And I saw that over and over. These guys are the best in the world.
Oh, unreal.
And they hit some shots that look perfect, and all of a sudden, they roll right to the edge of the green.
I think they were rolling. The stamp was 13 or 14 yesterday. It was unbelievable.
Yeah. Oh, that's the speed of the green. For those of us who just didn't get the end of that, who won, Steve?
It was Matt Kuchar.
Yeah, Kuchar.
Kuchar was just sitting fairways and greens. It was just really smart. And just played a great. He's a likable guy, Matt Kuchar. He really is.
Yeah. Hey. But I mean, they all are.
Yeah.
Come on. You're looking at all these guys now. And even you look at some of the guys. Yep. Like Tiger had a hard day. You look. The Scottish guy. I can't even say the name.
Rory McIlroy.
He's having a hard time. The English guy's having a hard time.
Yeah. Amazing. Yeah. Guys, we'll leave it there.
Before we close, that's one area right there, golf, that shows you what it takes. Discipline. Tiger slipped up a little bit, but those guys can bite their tongue. I'm amazed at some of the things.
Hey, guys.
And they're able to maintain discipline. So
we'll call you on Friday, but thanks as always.
Thanks, Mike. Thanks,
Steve. All right, guys. You take care. God bless.
God bless you. Wall Street Journal update brought to you by Starla Carr, Provident Financial Group in Champaign.
I'm going to put the jar in my hand.
We'll be right back. We've got our Fox News update in just a moment. Jennifer Kuiper on the latest in Oklahoma and the cleanup again. All that is just ahead on ESPN and the new Sunny 95.3.